我们今天晚上的进度是第三章。
Tonight we're going to study Romans chapter 3.
第三章分成数段。
There are four sections to chapter 3.
第一段是一到八节。
The first section is from verse 1 to 8.
犹太人的优越不足以改变神的公义，这里就说犹太人是神的选民。
The advantages that the Jews had does not change God's righteousness.
是亚伯的祖孙。
The Jews are the children of people of God, and they are the descendants of Abraham.
这个是很尊贵的身份。
And they have a very precious status.
但如果他们不信耶稣，
if they do not believe in Jesus,
神还是会彰显公义审判。
God will still exercise His judgment.
神的公义是不会改变的。
God's judgment and justice will never change.
耶稣依然没有救主。耶稣以外没有救主。
There's no other savior besides Jesus.
如果不信耶稣，还是要被定罪。
Whoever does not believe in Jesus will be
sentenced. 神的公义的审判。
And will have to face judgment of God.
这一段又分成四个小段。
And there are four subsections in this major section.
第一小段是一到二节。
The first subsection is from verse 1 to 2.
犹太人的长处是圣灵交托给他们。
The advantage of being a Jew is that the Jews have been entrusted with the very words of God.
在二章的二十八节到二十九节记载。
In chapter 2, verse 28 to 29.
外面做犹太人，不如进犹太人；外面做进割礼，也不如进割礼。
The verse says in verse 28, a man is not a Jew if he is only one outwardly, nor is circumcision merely outward and physical.
好像犹太人的信仰的坚持被否定掉。
It's almost as though being a Jew is being denied.
犹太人是神选民这个尊贵性也被否定掉。
And it's almost as though the precious status of being a chosen people of God has been denied.
所以三章一节二节保罗就替他们解释犹太人的尊贵的身份并没有否定掉。
And that is why in chapter 3, verse 1 and 2, Paul explains why the advantage of being a Jew has not been denied.
犹太人的割礼，他们信了坚持，也没有被否定。
And the circumcision that the Jews have to go through is not denied either.
所以第一节、第二节，保罗就自问自答这个问题。
And that is why Paul poses these rhetorical questions in verse 1 and 2.
在罗马书里面，保罗每次提到一个新的观念时，怕有人会怀疑，所以他的自问自答解决这个问题。
Every time there is a new concept, Paul would pose a rhetorical question to answer his own questions.
他说犹太有什么好处，什么长处呢？他说凡是割礼有什么长处呢？然后他说凡处都有好处。
What advantage then is there in being a Jew, or what value is there in circumcision?
第一就是神的圣灵交托给他们。
First of all, they have been entrusted with the very words of God.
神的圣灵是讲旧约圣经。
And the words of God here refers to the Old Testament.
全世界那么多民族，只有犹太有旧约圣经，其他没有，其他所看都翻译本。
There are so many 不同的。
这个全世界人类只有犹太有旧约圣经，其他各种民族的圣经都是翻译本。
Only the Jews has the Old Testament. In other races, there's no such thing as the Old Testament.
这样就知道神多么看重以色列百姓。
And from this fact, we can see how God esteems or values the Jews.
神圣的旧约都给他们，然后由他们传达给其他的各民族。
In fact, God has given the Jews the Old Testament so that it can be passed down to other races.
所以他们所得的神圣的是第一手资料，其他翻译本是第二手资料。
And that is why they received the very first revelation from God regarding the Old Testament.
那第四节是第六小段，即使他们不信，神还是信守的公义的，不会改变的。
And the second subsection in verse 3 and 4, even if they did not have faith, God is still faithful and righteous.
第三节，假使有不信的，有什么妨碍呢？难道他们的不信就毁掉神的信吗？不会的。
Verse 3, what if some did not have faith? Will their lack of faith nullify God's faithfulness?
犹太人不信神。
The Jews did not believe in Jesus.
他不信基督是救主。
They did not believe that Jesus is the Savior.
但神不因为他们不信就毁弃他的信，神的信是不会改变。
But their lack of faith will not nullify God's faithfulness.
这个信就是说神要拯救亚伯的祖孙。
And this faith is that Jesus Christ is the the Savior.
神对亚伯拉罕所立的约不会改变。
The promise that God has given Abraham will never change.
因为神不改变，我们才有希望。
Because God never changes, that's why we have hope.
假如人怀疑神，不信神，神变得不可信的，我们就没有希望了。
If God cannot be believed in and we do not believe in Him, then we have no hope.
提摩太后书第二章。
2 Timothy chapter 2.
十三节。
Verse 13.
提摩太后书二章十三节。
2 Timothy chapter 2 verse 13.
这里说我们就算失去信心，神还是可信的，因为他不能背负他自己。我们有说对神失去信心，那个说神还是可信的，因为神不会背负他自己，他永远信实不会改变的神。
For if you are faithless, he will remain faithful, for he cannot disown himself.
我们有时候失去信心离开神。
Sometimes we are faithless and we depart from God.
有一天我们又回来，神就接受。
But one day when we return, God will still accept us.
我们会变，他不变。
We will change, but he will not.
他是永远可信实的神。
God is always faithful.
以色列人不信耶稣的救主。
The Israelites did not believe that Jesus is the Savior.
神对亚伯拉罕的应许不会改变，还是要实现他的应许。
But God's promise to Abraham will never change, and he will continue to fulfill his promise.
第四节说断乎不能，不如说神是真实的，人多是虚谎的。人是虚谎的，不信实的，但神是永远信实，他不会改变，不会骗人。
Verse 4 says, not at all, let God be true and every man a liar, even though every person changes, God will never change.
那这个第四节下面说，如今让所惧，你责备人的时候显为公义。
The second portion of verse
对人议论时候可以得胜。这一段是根据诗篇五十一篇第十节的话。
The second portion of verse 4, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge. This is a quotation from Psalm 51 verse 4.
我们看诗篇五十一篇的第十节。
Let's turn to Psalm 51 verse 4.
第十节的第二行说：“你责备我时候，显为公义；判断我时候，显为清正。”这个。你责备我的时候显得公义，跟罗马书第三章第四节所引证的经上的话，前面你责备人时候显得公义啊，这个内容差不多。
So the second portion of Psalm 51 verse 4 says, so that you are proved right when you speak and justify when you judge. And this part of the verse corresponds to chapter 3, verse 4 of Romans, where it says, so that you may be proved right when you speak and prevail when you judge.
但是书篇第四节的后面那一句，判断我时候显为清正。那罗马书三章四节下面那句话就说被人议论时候可以得胜这个内容就好像不大一样。
But obviously there is a major difference between these two verses. In Psalm 51 it says in the last part of the verse, justify when you judge, and in chapter 3 verse 4 the last verse portion says prevail when you judge.
为什么保罗所引证的书篇的话对照书篇内容不大一样呢？
Why is there such a discrepancy when Paul is quoting from Psalm?
因为保罗所引证的书篇是根据基督书译本希腊文翻译本。
In fact, the version that Paul quoted was a Hebrew version.
希腊文。
Oh,
希腊文翻译本。
A Greek translation.
耶稣常常引证旧约，我们去对照旧约的希伯来原点，也发现有时候不大一样。
Jesus often quoted from the Old Testament times and the Old Testament, and many of the quotations are slightly different from the Old Testament that we read.
因为耶稣传道时候已经有希腊文翻译本，就叫七书一本。
There is already the Septuagint, the Greek translation of the Old Testament in Jesus' time.
其他的门徒没处说经藏记的说，大概都是根据希腊文的旧约翻译本。
And that is why almost all the quotation in the New Testament of the Old Testament is from this Greek translation.
当时文化叫希腊文化。
Back then, everyone was under Greek culture.
所以希腊文是当时的世界语。
And so Greek was the universal language of that time.
因主新约是用希腊文写出来。
And that is why the New Testament is written in Greek.
连旧的希伯来都翻成希腊文。
And even the Old Testament Hebrews were all translated into Greek.
这样福音才能够普遍传给当时的世界各地。
And that is how the gospel could be preached to everybody in the world.
今天书里也说英文。
Today, the universal language is English.
所以英文到什么国家去都可以通行。
And that is why we can converse in English any country we go to.
将来我们传录音也要靠英文这个管道去传遍天下。
In the last day, we are going to rely on English to preach the gospel to everyone.
那虽然希伯来原典跟保罗所引证的希腊文的翻译本内容好像不大一样，其实它没有差别。
So even though there is a seeming discrepancy between some and Romans regarding this verse, there is actually no difference.
我们先看诗篇的第五十一篇第四节下面那句。
Let's first return to Psalm 51 verse 4, the second part.
判断我时候显为清正啊，这个是大卫写的诗篇。
This is Psalm of David, and it says, "Justified when you judge."
大卫犯罪，神要审判，要判断他。
David sinned, and God judged him.
啊，神为清净，清就是圣洁，正就是公正啊。大卫犯罪不圣洁，大卫犯罪，神要审判他，是公义的审判，所以叫清正，显为清正，显为神入圣洁的，神入公义的。虽然大卫是合神心意，但犯罪，神还要定他罪，所以表明神入圣洁的，是公正的，公义的。
So even though David was a man after God's heart, and yet he sinned, and therefore when God judged him, he became justified.
看回来罗马书第三章。
Let's return to Romans chapter 3.
第四节下面那句。
Second part of verse 4.
被人一人说可以得胜，为什么说可以得胜呢？
Why does it say prevail when you judge?
因为他都清正的。
It is because he was already justified. That's why he could prevail.
他是圣洁的，公正的，不怕被议论。
Because he was already justified, he was considered just in the eyes of God, and that's why he could prevail.
所以被议论说他可以得胜，他不怕被议论。
And so he could prevail when he was judged.
好像法官在审判说，如果审判的不公平，就引起社会的议论，说这个审判不公道。
If a judge is not just, there may be rumors about his injustice.
如果议论很严重啊的时候，这个法官呢、啊、就重新再调查，重新再再考虑作为那个罪应当定什么样的处罚、啊，或是免罪。这个因为作为议论的时候，他需要重新调查，重新再开庭审判。
But if there is a prevailing opinion that the person being judged is innocent, then the judge would have to reopen up the case and to judge all the evidence all over again.
因为神是圣洁的、公义的，他的裁判是绝对公义的，不怕被议论。所以说，被议论说他可以得胜。
Because God is always just, therefore whatever His judgment may be will always prevail.
昨天跟书本五十一篇第四下面的句，虽然内容好像不同，意思没有差别。
And that is why Psalm 51 verse 4 may seem a little different from Romans chapter 3 verse 4, and yet they correspond to each other.
有时候我们查考圣经时候，去参考各种不同翻译本，会发现好像各种翻译本意思不大一样。但是其实它没有很大差别。
So when we study into the Bible, when we refer to many different versions, we find that there are slight discrepancies among them. And yet, if you really study into them, there is no difference.
那第五节、第六节是第三小段说神降怒还是公义的。
Romans chapter 3, verse 5 and 6, the third subsection, God is righteous in his wrath.
第五节说，我且照着人的常话说，这个人的常话是一般人的意。一般人的看法。
What shall we say? He is actually referring to a human argument.
我们的不义若显出神的义来，我们会怎么说呢？神降怒是他不义吗？就是说，当有人被定罪时候，当有人被定罪时候
，When somebody is sentenced，
被告会向法官说，你。因为我不义，我有罪，你定我的罪。
The defendant may say to the judge that I have sinned, and please pass your judgment.
那公，这法官的公义表现出来了。
And the justice of the judge is manifested.
这样我对法官不有帮助吗
？Then does that mean that the defendant is doing the judge a favor?
假如我没有不义，法官的公义怎么去表现出来？
If the defendant has not sinned or had any transgression, how can the justice of the judge be shown?
因为我们不义，神要定我们罪，神的公义才有表达的机会。
In other words, if our unrighteousness brings out God's righteousness more clearly,
我这样对神的帮助，神降怒是不是不义呢？
then is it fair for God to show his wrath on us?
第六节说断乎不是。
Verse 6 tells us certainly not.
如果我们有罪，神降怒，神显明公义的审判是不对的话，那神怎么能审判世界呢？
And if that were so, how could God judge the world?
第七到第八节是第四小段，我的虚谎显出神的荣耀，我还要受审判。
The fourth subsection from verse 7 to 8, if my falsehood increases his glory, I will still be condemned.
看第七节啊。
Verse
7. 若神的真实因我的虚谎意外显出他的荣耀，为什么我还要受什么好像罪人呢？就好像这个被告啊，法官定了罪的时候。
Just as a defendant, when the judge sentences him,
这个审判官的真实因为被告的虚谎显出他的荣耀啊，就是说，假如我没有虚谎，你的真实怎么去表明呢？因为我希望你真实表明出来，所以你才得到荣耀。那我对你不是有帮助吗？为什么还要被审判，好像罪人呢？
Can the defendant argue that because my falsehood according to verse 7 enhances your justice, then I should be sinless? Of course not.
神是真实的，我是希望的。
If my falsehood enhances God's truthfulness,
如果我不是虚妄的，神的真实怎么有表达机会呢？
In other words, if I'm not false, how can I enhance God's truthfulness?
因为我希望神的真实表达出来，神得到荣耀了。
And by showing my falsehood, I'm increasing God's glory.
这样我为什么要受审判呢？
Then why am I still condemned as a sinner?
为什么我好像罪人被定罪呢？
Why am I still condemned as a sinner?
我不是对神有帮助吗？
Am I not helping God?
第八节说，为什么不说我们可以作恶以成善呢？就是说，有恶善才能够显明他的善，如果没有恶就无所谓善。善恶是一个比较问题，有恶善才显明出来。
And verse 8 has this hypothetical argument, let us do evil that good may result. Evil and good oppose each other, and without evil there is no good.
所以我们可以行恶让善表达出来。
So can we ever say that we can do evil so that good may result?
因好像亚当犯罪，他是一个罪恶的行为。
Adam sinned, and he has transgressed against God.
然后神的救恩临到世界。
And then God's grace fall upon the world.
然后神的圣借着审判亚当表明出来。
And God's justice is shown by condemning Adam.
所以我们可以显恶让善表达出来。
So it seems that we can do evil that good may result.
这个是歪理啊。
But this is a misconceived notion.
那保罗就说，这是诽谤我们的人说我们做有这样的话，这等人定罪是应当的。有人诽谤保罗说，保罗是这么主张的，他说我没有这样主张。
And whoever slanderously reported Paul as making this statement, their condemnation is deserved.
因为保罗说，你不管犯什么罪，你要信主，你的罪会得到赦免。
Because Paul actually claims that whatever sin you may have, as long as you believe in Jesus, your sins will be forgiven.
罪在什么地方多，恩典也更多临到他。
Where there is more sin, there is more grace of God.
我们有这个罪，神才把恩典临到我们的身上。
It is because we have sinned that God's grace is upon us.
那罪人有罪，神定了罪，神把他公义显明出来，神得了荣耀了。
And as sinners, we are condemned, we are judged because of our sin, and thereby glorifying God.
那当时犹太人就拿这个做话柄来诽谤保罗，说保罗主张是这样，保罗说我们没有这样讲。
And that is why someone claimed that Paul had made this statement that let us do evil that good may result. But Paul is claiming that he never made such a statement.
第九节到二十节是第二段全人类的罪。
The second section from verse 9 to verse 20, the sin of mankind.
第一小段是九到十八节，犹太人和外邦都有罪。
The first section is from verse 9 to verse 18, Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin.
第九节说，这罪怎么样呢？我们比他们强吗？我们是犹太人，他们是外邦人，因为保罗是犹太人，所以保罗说犹太人比外邦人强吗？他说没有。
Verse 9, what shall we conclude then? Are we any better? We refers to the Jews.
他说我们已经证明犹太信人都在追逐下，犹太有律法，外邦没有律法，可是他有良心，也一样在律法之下审判罪恶之下，因为外邦违背良心，犹太违背律法，所以都在罪恶之下。
Paul answered his own rhetorical question. Not at all. We have already made the charge that Jews and Gentiles alike are all under sin. The Jews sin because they transgress against the law, and the Gentiles sin because they transgress against their own conscience.
第十节说, 就如经上所记, 没有一人一个没有, 这里说, 没有一个一人一个都没有。
Verse 10, as it is written, there is no one righteous, not even one.
但是圣经说, 挪亚是义人。
But the Bible claims that Noah is a righteous man.
圣经说连罗都是义人。
And even Lot was a righteous man according to the scripture.
好多义人。
There are many righteous men.
好像亚伯是义人啊。
Job is righteous too.
亚伯是义人啊。
So is Abel.
亚伯还是义人啊。
So is Abraham.
好多好多义人。
There are many, many righteous men.
可是这里说, 没有义人一个都没有。
But here it says there is no one righteous, not even one.
这个不是圣经有冲突。
Isn't the Bible contradicting itself?
这里说没有一人一个没有说用神来看的时候，每个人都是罪人。
There is no one righteous, not even one. This is written from the perspective of God.
那圣经说有这么多义人是用着眼睛看的时候，他比其他人好，就是义人。
And when the Bible says that someone is righteous, it merely means that he is relatively righteous compared to other people.
所以圣经讲那么多义人，不是用神去看，是跟比较的人来比较，他比别人更好，那就义人。
That is why when the Bible describes someone as righteous, it merely means that he is better than other people, not in the sight of God.
那因为神的要求很高，说用神眼睛去看，没有一个义人，全部是罪人。
Because God's standard is so high, that's why from his perspective, there's no one righteous, not even one.
因为全部是义人，说要信耶稣。
And because no one is righteous, that's why we need to believe in Jesus.
就像行为很好，再怎样看还是不够，所以还是要被定罪，因为要因着罪要信耶稣，才可以免罪得了永生。
We'll be judged regardless of how virtuous we may be, simply because we're not righteous in the eyes of God.
属于自己说没有明白，没有寻求神的，就是不明白真理，不寻求神，硬心。
Verse 11, there is no one who understands, no one who seeks God.
所以说他们都是偏离正路，一同变成无用，没有行善，连一个没有，就用神眼睛看的时候，每个人都不及格。
12, all have turned away, they have together become worthless. There is no one who does good, not even one. Everyone fails in the eyes of God.
13节他的喉咙是敞开的坟墓，坟墓里面装的都是污秽肮脏的东西。
Verse 13, their throats are open graves, their tongues practice deceit.
他们用舌头弄诡诈，嘴唇里有灰蛇的毒气，就是表示世人充满罪恶。
The poison of vipers is on their lips. The people of this world are full of sin.
14 and 15. 他们的脚挥跑十六节，所经过的路变形残害。 暴虐的事，就是讲世界上人很多败坏了。These
are the atrocities of the people of the world.
熟悉了平安路，他们未曾读到。And
the way of peace they do not know.
守神就是才有平安。You
only have peace when you believe in God.
得罪神就没有平安。And
if you transgress against God, you will not have peace.
因为他们犯罪得罪神，所以他们不知道平安路在哪里。
Because they have sinned and have transgressed against God, and that's why they have no idea where the way of peace is.
18节说他们眼中不怕神。
Verse 18, there is no fear of God before their eyes.
眼中不怕神就是有这么多罪一个原因。
This is the main reason why there are so many vices in the previous
verse. 人的心中这个有神地位，不敢乱来。
If we revere God in our hearts, we will not transgress against Him.
因为怕神报应。
Because we're afraid of punishment from Him.
心中如果没有神地位，什么都可以做。
But if there's no fear of God before in our hearts, then we can do anything.
所以没有宗教信仰的人数很可怕，因为他心里没有神地位，随时都可能犯罪。
And that is why people who do not have God in their hearts are terrible because they could do whatever they feel like.
那十九节就是第六小段，全人都伏在审判柱下。
19节。19节。就是第六小段，全人类都伏在审判柱下。 The second subsection, the whole world is held accountable to God.
我们晓得律法上的话都是对律法以下人说的。 这里所的律法以下人，不是就要讲犹太人。
Whatever the law says, it says to those who are under the law, and those who are under the law are not limited to the Jews.
因为外邦人有良心，良心律法公用。
Because those Gentiles also are governed by their own conscience.
所以这里律法以下人就要说。 包括犹太人跟外邦人都在内。
And that is why those who are under the law consist of not just Jews, but also the Gentiles as well.
然后说，好塞着个人的口，这个个人口就是全世界的人，包括犹太人跟外邦人。
So that every mouth may be silenced, and every mouth refers to the Jews and the Gentiles.
叫普素人都服在神们住家，这个普素人就犹太人外邦人都在内。
The verse continues, the whole world held accountable to God.
从这里了解这个对律法以下的人说的这个律法以下，就包括犹太人还有外邦人。外邦人没有文字律法，有良心，有律法公用，也是在神的审判柱下。
And that is why the phrase those who are under the law refers to both the Jews and the Gentiles. And even though the Gentiles are not under the law, they are governed by their own conscience.
二十节是第二段的第三小段，行律法不能够被称义。
Verse 20 is the third subsection of section 2. No one will be declared righteous by observing the law.
二十节说，凡有血气的全世界的人，没有一个因行律法能够在神面前称义。
No one will be declared righteous in his sight by observing the law.
因为律法是叫人知道罪。
Rather, through the law, we become conscious of sin.
律法只能给你晓得什么叫罪，他没有办法帮助你脱离罪。
Through the law, we become conscious of sin, and yet sin cannot help us get rid of our sins.
假如律法能
帮，the law cannot get rid of our sins.
假如律法能够帮人脱离罪，这个世界就变成很和平善良，因为每个国家有法律啊，但还有很多人在犯法。
So if the law can help us to get rid of our sins, then everyone will be in peace because there are laws in each country.
所以法律只能够给你写的什么叫罪，但它不能帮助你脱离罪。
And that is why the law allows us to be conscious of sin, and yet it cannot help us get rid of sin.
它不但不帮助人脱离罪，它也就定罪的依据啊。
And in fact, it does not get rid of sin for us, and it condemns us instead.
所以你想守律法守不完全，反而要被定罪。
So if we can't keep the law perfectly, we will be condemned accordingly.
因此靠律法称义这个路是走不通。
And that is why it's impossible for us to be justified by the law.
保罗以前律法法利赛人时候，他是想靠律法称义，结果他说了这个路走不通。
As a Pharisee, Paul wanted to be justified by the law, but he realized that he couldn't do that.
在耶稣选召他时候，到醒悟过来。
So when Jesus chose him, he was enlightened.
然后他读了神的启示，就写着罗马书，主张因信称义，不如因律法称义。
And God revealed to him the truth of salvation, and he wrote the book of Romans about justification by faith.
21到26节是第三段，神的义已经显明。
Verse 21 to 26, the third section, the righteousness from God has been made known.
看21节。
Verse
21. 但如今神的义在律法已经显明出来，这里讲神的义是讲恩典的义。
But now a righteousness from God, apart from the law, has been made known, and this righteousness comes from the grace of God.
恩典义是律法以外显明的。
And this righteousness of grace is set apart from the law.
因为律法要求人的义。
Because the law expects righteousness.
福音显明神的义。
But the gospel shows God's righteousness.
所以说，神的义是律法以外显明，就借着福音显明。
And that is why the righteousness from God, which is apart from the law, is shown through the gospel.
有律法先为证，律法是预表救恩，先知就预言救恩。律法预表救恩，先知预言救恩。
The law prefigures the prefigures salvation, but the righteousness of God typifies salvation.
所以保罗主的应许称义不是他发明，而是有圣经的旧约圣经的根据。
So Paul didn't invent justification by faith, but it is based upon the scripture.
旧约圣经所规定很多律法条文都是预表基督救恩的。
There are many laws in the Old Testament times that prefigure the salvation of God.
先知借主这弥撒所预言的，也是在预言基督的救恩。
And many of the prophecies of the prophets are made regarding the Savior, Lord Jesus Christ.
那二十二到二十六节是第二小段，因基督的救赎白白称义。
The second subsection of the third section, from verse 22 to 26, we are justified freely by His grace through the redemption that came by Christ Jesus.
二十二节说，就是神的义，因信耶稣基督加给一切相信的，并没有分别。这里谈到神的义是给一切相信的，没有分别，是说。不管是犹太人也好，外邦人也好，没有分别。神的义要临到所有信他的人。
According to verse 22, this righteousness from God comes through faith in Jesus Christ to all who believe. All who believe include Jews and Gentiles.
在新的时代，犹太已经没有特权。
In the New Testament times, the Jews no longer have a privilege.
信的人生义都临到他。
Those who believe in Jesus, God's grace will be upon them.
不信的人生愤怒临到他。
And those who do not believe in Jesus, God's wrath will be upon them. 犹太人
也没有例外了。
And there is no difference between Jew or Gentiles.
看二十三节。
Verse 23.
因为神都数人都犯了罪，亏欠神的，数人就讲全数人，犹太人外面都一样，都在犯了罪，亏欠了神的荣耀。
For all have sinned and fall short of the glory of God, all refers to Jews and Gentiles alike.
所以如果不信的书都要被定罪。
So those who do not believe in Jesus will be condemned.
二十四节说，如今却蒙神的恩典，因借耶稣基督的救赎，白白我们是白白称义。
Verse 24, we are justified freely.
不是因为我们好行为。
Not through our virtues.
不是犹太因为他守律法。
Not, because the Jews had kept the law.
是白白的被称义，白白得了恩典。
But all of us are justified freely by His grace.
这个是神的义啊。
And this is the righteousness of God.
二十五节。
Verse 25.
神设立耶稣做挽回祭，是凭着耶稣的血，借着人的信，要什么神的义。因为他用忍耐的心关了人生所犯的罪，这里所谈到的神受了耶稣的挽回祭啊，靠着耶稣为我们所流的血，还有借着这个我们的信去接受这个神的救恩，要什么神的义？这里的神的义不是恩典的义。
So verse 25, God presented him as a sacrifice of atonement through faith in His blood. He did this to demonstrate His justice.
这里神的意思讲神的公义。
This justice here doesn't refer to righteousness from God, as in verse 21.
魔鬼有罪被定罪，是公义的审判。
Satan was condemned because of God's justice.
我们有罪不被定的是神不公义。
And so if we sinned and are not just judged by God or condemned by God, then God is not fair.
耶稣为我们舍命。
But our Lord Jesus Christ died for us.
就满足神公义要求。
And fulfill the demand of God's justice.
So, 耶稣的血，我们用心去接受他的血，他的救恩，神的公义就表现出来了。
And that is why we receive atonement through faith in His blood.
因为他用人的心宽恕人生的所犯的罪啊，我们以前的罪，因为神的这个忍耐啊宽容啊，都赦免。
Because of his forbearance, he has left the sins committed beforehand unpunished.
二十六节
verse 26.
好在基督显明他的义，属人住了他这里为义，也称信耶稣为义啊。这里谈到，好在这显明他义也是一样，显明他的公义。
So he did it to demonstrate his justice.
属人住了他的为义，就属人住了神的公义的。
So as to be just and the one who justifies those who have faith in Jesus.
也称信耶稣为义，这个就被称为这个义，我们被称为这个义。
And so there's a difference between the word justice and the word justify.
所以同样讲神义，有时候讲神的恩典的义，有时候讲他的公义。
So sometimes it could refer to the righteousness from God, and sometimes it refers to His justice.
那二十七节到三十一节是第十段，唯信能够叫人称义。
Verse 27 to verse 31, the fourth section, only faith justifies.
二十七到三十节这边是谈到因信称义啊。
Verse 27 to 31, talk about justification by faith.
看二十七节。
Let's read verse 27.
既是这样，哪里能夸口呢？没有可夸的。用护法没有的呢？是用立功诸法吗？这里说啊，不是，乃是用信的诸法。这里谈到，因为我们是神的恩典领导我们身上，白白被称义，白白得了这个救恩，所以说没有可以夸口了。
Because we have received this salvation, this redemption freely from God because of His grace, there's nothing to boast about.
如果用立功夸口，我们好行为啊，那就可以夸口。但不因为不是用立功诸法，是神恩典把我们领到我们身上，所以就没有可以夸口的。
If redemption is received by own merits, then there is something to boast about. But now that we have received freely the redemption through the grace of God, there's nothing to boast about.
二十八节，所以我们要。看定了，人称义是因着信，不再遵灵律法。这里他说要看清楚，不要看错了。
And that is why we must be clear that we are justified by faith and not by observing the law.
我们能够称义是因着信耶稣，不是因为遵灵律法。
So we receive salvation because by faith and not by observing the law.
所以有没有遵灵律法，有没有好行为，这个都不重要。
So whether we have good deeds or not is irrelevant.
重要是神恩典在我们身上。
What seems that the grace of God is upon us.
所以说我们称为是因着信耶稣，不是因着你好行为，不是因着你所立法。
And that is why we are saved, because of our faith in our Lord Jesus Christ and not because of our own merits.
二十九节。
Verse 29.
难道神主都遇见神吗？不也是做外邦的神吗？是的，他也做外邦的神。这里就谈到神不是只有遇见神而已，他也做外邦的神。
So is God the God of Jews only? Is he not the God of Gentiles too? Yes, of Gentiles too.
所以在新约时代，犹太已经没有特权了。
And that is why the Jews had no privilege in the New Testament times.
犹太有一个优越感，他们是神的选民。
The Jews used to feel very superior to other races.
他们是亚伯拉罕祖孙。
They are the descendants of Abraham.
我们各位参考约翰福音第八章。
Let's turn to John chapter 8.
约翰福音的第八章。
John chapter 8.
33节。
Verse 33.
他们回答说我们是亚伯的后裔，犹太人说他们是亚伯的后裔。
They answer him, we are Abraham's descendants.
39节，他们说我们父就亚伯拉罕，他犹太人又说我们的父就亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is our father, they answered.
父亲跟祖宗原是同一个字。父亲跟祖宗原是同一个字。
In the original text, father and ancestor are the same word.
就是说我们的祖宗是亚伯拉罕。
Abraham is our father, means Abraham is our ancestor.
甚至说犹太人是亚伯的儿子，儿子跟祖孙也是同一个字原文。
Likewise, in the original text, the word son and descendant are the same word.
耶稣跟犹太人谈到短短的几卷里面，犹太人两处谈到我们是亚伯的后裔，亚伯是我们的祖宗。
Within this short conversation that Jesus had with the Jews, they claimed that they are the descendants of Abraham and also that Abraham is their father.
他们以称亚伯祖先为他们的荣耀，他们的这个很大的福气与众不同。
They took a lot of pride in being Abraham's descendants.
但新的时代，犹太人跟外邦已经没有分别了。
But in the New Testament, the Jews are no different from the Gentiles.
看三十五节。
Let's reverse 30.
神既作为，他就要因信称那受割礼为义，也要因信称那未受割礼为义。这里有没有割礼已经不重要。
Verse 30, since there is only one God who justifies the circumcised by faith,
重要是你因为信你就被称义。
And the uncircumcised through that same faith, that is why whether you are circumcised or not is irrelevant.
你本来没有先割礼。
Previously, you were not circumcised.
外邦人都没有先割礼。
The Gentiles were not circumcised.
那你信就被称义了。
But because of faith, they will be justified.
犹太人有先割礼。
The Jews were circumcised.
那如果没有信耶稣，
but without believing in Jesus,
耶稣不能被称义。
They cannot be justified.
所以有没有称义已经不重要， and, 有没有割礼已经不重要。
And that is why it is irrelevant whether one is circumcised or not.
重要是因信被称义。
What is important is that one is justified by faith.
三十一节。
31.
保罗在这又自问自答。
Paul posed another rhetorical question.
那这样我们因信废掉律法吗？断乎不是，更是坚固律法啊！因为保罗提了这么多，一个人称义是因着信，不是因着律法，好像律法被否定，所以他说，作为我们是因着信废掉律法吗？他断乎没有，是因为信更加坚固律法。
Paul made a very substantive argument that we are saved by faith and not by law, and that is why in verse 31 he posed another rhetorical question to ask whether they are nullifying the law of by this faith.
在马太五章耶稣说过，我来不是废了律法，是要成全律法。
But Matthew 5 also tells us that Jesus came to fulfill the law, not to abolish the law.
因为耶稣的教训跟法律不一样，所以被误会他废了律法。我不是废了，我要成全律法。
Because the teachings of Jesus were different from that of the Jews, people misunderstood him as coming here to abolish the law.
保罗也说，我们不因信废了律法，是更坚固律法。
But according to verse 31, Paul says we uphold the law.
那耶稣怎么承认律法呢？耶稣怎么样承认律法？
How does Jesus fulfill the law?
那保罗说，我们是因信经过律法，是怎么样的坚固律法呢？
And so, how is it that we can uphold the law by being justified by faith?
一般基督教讲不清楚。
Many denominations cannot explain this.
那你什么信耶稣悔改，律法就成全了，律法就坚固，就是这么样讲。
And usually people say that after you are being justified by faith, you complete the law.
至于怎么样信，怎么去成立啊，怎么建立啊，他讲不出来。
So people have a hard time explaining why is it that by being justified by faith, one can also uphold the law.
我们就可以把怎么样信，怎么去成立啊，建立啊，可以讲得很清楚。
But we can explain very clearly why is it that we can be justified by faith and uphold the law all at the same time.
立法虽然好多，但我们可以把它归列成三种。
There are many laws, and yet they can be categorized into three major aspects.
一种叫礼仪律，礼仪律是就是宗教仪式。
Ceremonial laws.
包括割礼、洁净礼，还有献祭。
Including circumcision, purification, and offerings.
为什么献祭呢？因为有罪。
And sacrifices. Why sacrifice? Because people have sinned.
献祭可以赎罪。
And through sacrifice, one can redeem his sin.
就是追求圣洁。
And this is how we can pursue sanctification.
献祭赎罪，你就圣洁身份了。
If we can offer and make sacrifices, then our status becomes clean.
割礼就是要除掉污秽。割礼的教训要除掉污秽。
Circumcision teaches purification.
所以它也是要我们有圣洁的生活。
So circumcision is a way of telling us to have a sanctified life.
洁净礼也是要追求圣洁的生活。
The rite of purification also points to a holy life.
这个就礼仪礼。
And all these are included in ceremonial laws.
要有圣洁身份。
We must have a sanctified life.
还要追求圣洁。
And we must pursue sanctification.
那怎么样才能够有圣洁身份呢？
How can we be holy?
就是受洗。
We must be baptized.
洗掉罪。
And have our sins washed away.
我们就圣洁身份了。
Then we are sanctified.
怎么过着圣洁生活呢？
How do we lead a holy life?
就圣灵帮助。
We need the help of the Holy Spirit.
改变了不好习惯。
And change our ways.
我们就可以过着圣洁生活。
Then we can lead a holy life.
因此要有圣洁身份，要过着圣洁生活，就水灵二洗，受水洗跟受圣灵洗。
And that is why to have a life of sanctification and to lead a holy life, we need the baptism of the Spirit and the water and the Spirit.
立法的第二类就是卫生律，卫生律包括生理卫生、饮食卫生。饮食卫生就是洁净才能吃，不洁净不能吃，就饮食卫生。记掉利未记十一章。
And the second category of law is the hygienic law, which include regulations of food. What should be eaten and what should not, depending on whether it's defiled or not.
还有一个叫生理卫生，这个卫生就是利未记十五章所说的，男人什么都不洁净，怎么才洁净？女人什么不洁净，怎么才洁净？都在利未记十五章。
And another part of hygienic law is regarding our own hygiene and cleanliness, as you can see in Leviticus chapter 15, where it describes how we can be clean, whether you are male or female.
所以卫生律包含饮食卫生、身体卫生都要求圣洁。
So in terms of hygienic law, we must also be holy and clean in our lives.
受洗洗掉罪，有成圣身份。
When we are baptized, our sins are washed away and we are holy.
圣灵帮助我们过着圣洁生活。
And the Spirit help us to lead a holy life.
我说卫生礼是借水洗、灵洗来达到他的目的，满足他的立法要求。
But through the baptism of water and the Spirit, we also fulfill the hygienic laws.
第三类是道德律。
The third category of law is the moral law.
就是十大诫命。
The Ten Commandments.
法利赛问耶稣，除了这个里面哪一条最大呢？
People asked Jesus, what is the greatest commandment of them all?
他没有说哪一条最大。
Jesus didn't say which one is the greatest.
他把这些归纳成两句话。
But Jesus summarized the Ten Commandments into two.
尽心尽意爱主你的神。
We must love God with all our heart, with all our mind, and with all our soul.
还爱人如己。
And we must love others like ourselves.
一个爱神的不会违背前数条诫命。
Those who love God will not violate the first four commandments.
一个爱人也不会违背后面六条诫命。
And those who love others will not violate the rest of the six.
所以除了诫命精神就是爱神爱人。
That is why the spirit of the Ten Commandments is to love God and man.
这个是道德律。
And this is the moral law.
也是一样，靠水洗洗掉罪，然后圣灵帮助你改变你不好习惯，帮助你能够守天教训，你就可以爱神爱人，满足律法要求。
after we are being baptized, after we are baptized, our sins are cleansed, and we must lead a holy life through the baptism of water and the Spirit.
一般基督教所说的信耶稣，立法长全，立法坚固，他没有这样讲。
And that is why many other churches, when they explain the phrase "uphold the law," they don't know this part of it.
因为他认为洗礼没有什么功效。
Because they don't believe in the efficacy of
baptism. 因为他认为你信就有圣灵了。
Because they believe that you receive the Holy Spirit when you believe.
所以他们对这个道理不能讲清楚。
And that is why they cannot clearly explain what is meant by upholding the law while being justified.
我们就因为相信洗礼有圣灵功效。
And it is because we believe in the efficacy of baptism.
洗礼给我们称义成圣的身份。
That baptism gives us a status of being sanctified.
圣灵呢帮助我们遵守神的教训。
And the Holy Spirit helps us to keep the word of God.
所以我们才能够怎么样才成了立法，怎么才经立法讲得很清楚。
And that is why we're able to uphold the law while being justified by faith.
神的话术有神的灵启示才会明白。
We can only understand the word of God through the revelation of His Spirit.
如果没有神的灵启示，虽然很多神的家他懂言论，不一定会懂真理。
Even though many theologians may know the original text, and yet without the revelation from the Spirit, they cannot fully understand it.
懂言论可以帮助我们了解圣经，这个是不能否认的。
It is undeniable that by knowing the original text, it is easier for us to understand the truth of the Bible.
因为翻译有时候翻译不很达意。
Because translation is sometimes not accurate.
你就看言论就有答案了。
And when you turn to the original text, you will have an answer.
所以明白言论查考圣经很方便，没有错。
And that is why it is convenient for us to study the original text to learn the true meaning of the Bible.
但不要画一个等号说。懂言论等于懂真理，不懂言论等于不懂真理，不要画这个等号。
But let us never ever equate knowing the original text with understanding the truth in the Bible.
送耶稣钉十字架那些人都是读原圣经的。
Those who crucified Jesus on the cross were those people who read the scripture in their original text.
保罗也是读原圣经的。
Paul read the original text.
他不信耶稣啊。
He did not believe in Jesus.
他看就会看不懂。
He didn't understand what was spoken, what was said in the Old Testament.
不是懂言论就能够读出圣经的真正意思啊。
Just because you know the original text doesn't mean you can truly understand the meaning and truth of the Bible.
后来保罗读启示。
After Paul, God revealed to Paul.
再回头去看就会越看越清楚。
And Paul returned and read the scripture and fully understood what it meant.
所以他写经有一个习惯。
And that is why he has this convention in his epistles.
经上说,
the scripture says,
就是在解释旧约圣经。
And then he continued to explain the Old Testament.
我们看加拉太第一章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter 1.
加拉太第一章。
Galatians chapter 1.
第十二节。
Verse
12. 加拉太一章十二节。
Galatians chapter 1 verse 12.
保罗说他传的福音不是从人领受的，不是人教导的，是从耶稣启示来的。
I did not receive it from any man, nor was I taught it. Rather, I received it by revelation from Jesus Christ.
那么在这个十三、十七节就谈到保罗没有去耶路撒冷，直接到亚拉伯去。
Verse 17, nor did I go up to Jerusalem to see those who are apostles before I was, but I went immediately into Arabia.
十八节说过了三年才去耶路撒冷见别的使徒。
Verse 18, then after 3 years, I went up to Jerusalem to get acquainted with Peter and stay with him 15 days.
所以他被主选召以后到亚拉伯大概有三年的期间。
After he was chosen by God, Paul went into Arabia for about 3 years.
他在那边做什么？
What did he do there?
他没有讲。
He didn't say.
我们可以了解应当去那边祷告求神启示再一次去研究旧约圣经。
But we can speculate that he was probably praying to God for a revelation to let him understand the scripture.
因为有神启示以后他读就会越读越清楚。
Because after the revelation from God, he could clearly understand what was written in the Old Testament.
什么叫启示呢？
What is meant by revelation?
这个中文中文翻译的很好，这个也许英文不好翻译没有关系啊。启就打数就显明，一件东西放在箱子里面，你看不到里面装什么东西，主人给大家猜里面装什么，每个人猜答案都不一样，然后主人把这个盖翻开，公开答案，不必再猜疑了，答案公开了，奥秘也变得不奥秘了啊，奥秘翻开公开答案就不奥秘啊，打开你看见了，所以启示说打开显明，中文翻译很好，英文就原理就这个意思啊。
Let me give you a brief analogy of a revelation. It is almost as if someone who just opens up a box to show you exactly what is in the box without having you to guess what is in the box. So a revelation is something that reveals what is inside fully. Let's turn to Luke chapter 2,
32.
Luke 2:32.
树照亮外邦的光，这个地方的照亮， 跟加拉太一章刚刚所读的十二节启示， 也是同一个字。
A life of revelation to the Gentiles, the word light is the same word as revelation in Galatians chapter 1.
这个照亮也翻译很好啊， 在光黑暗里面你什么看不到， 有光亮一照，你看很清楚了。
We can't see anything in darkness, but with this light for revelation, we can see everything.
所以启示就是说，圣灵的亮光，真理的亮光，一照，你看很清楚。
And so the revelation of God is such that there is light from God to show you the way.
哥林多前书第二章。
Let's turn to Galatians chapter
2. 11节。
Verse 11.
哥林前二章11节， 除了在人里头的灵，谁住了人的树呢？ 像这样除了神的灵也没有人知道神的事啊，这里说人里面的灵才晓得人的事，有神的灵才晓得神的事，圣经的话就是神的事，有神灵启示才明白。
1 Corinthians chapter 2 verse 11 For who among men knows the thoughts of man except the man's spirit within him?
这个是我们教的宝贝。
In the same way, no one knows the thought of God except the spirit of God.
我们教的历史很短。
Our church history is very short.
我们大陆总部从前的传道大部分没有什么学问。
Our early workers were not highly educated.
我们台湾总会早期的传道也没有什么学问。
Our early workers in Taiwan were not very educated either.
但能够把神的话传得很正确，因为有神的启示。
But through the revelation of God, they were able to preach the gospel accurately.
我的意思不是说学问不重要。
What I'm saying is not that knowledge is not important.
一个没有学问的人，
Someone who is lacking in knowledge,
或者不懂原文的人,
or who doesn't know the original text,
如果有神的启示, 他也会明白真理。
But with God's revelation, this person will still understand the truth.
反过来说,
but on the reverse,
有学问,
those who are knowledgeable
能看原文圣经,
and those who are able to read the original
假如没有神的启示,
text, but without God's revelation,
也是不明白真理,
they cannot understand the truth.
但如果一个人,
but if a person
他有学问,
who is knowledgeable, and who also reads the original text, and who also has received the revelation from God, isn't such a person much better off? That's why we always support being more knowledgeable. And it is essential that we read the original text. But revelation is more important. And that is why we have this precious gift from God, which is the revelation of God. And this revelation is equally given to all brothers and sisters in church. There are some brothers and sisters who are not pastors, but they will understand the truth as long as they read the Bible and pray. This is the revelation of God. And sometimes when a pastor preaches,
弟兄姊妹听，假如你专心听，虚心的听， 神灵在你运行，你会联想一个问题，联想好多问题。
And when you listen, when you pay a lot of attention to what a pastor says, then you will think about many other related points and questions.
很多人有这样的经验，就是传道讲一个问题的时候，你会联想好多有关的问题。
There are many people who have this experience where they will think about many other pertinent points when the pastor points out one point.
这个就是神的启示。
And this is the revelation from God.
这是我们教会的宝贝，应当要珍惜的，不要认为我们都不如别教会，别教懂什么真理。
And let us hold on to this precious thing that God has given us, which is the revelation of God. What other church has this revelation?
他们有圣灵启示啊。
Other churches do not have the revelation from God.
我们教历史短没有关系，我们有圣灵启示。
Our history is short, but we have the revelation from God.
所以我们可以把读了真理讲得很清楚，因为我们有圣灵启示。
And that is why we can explain clearly the gospel that we have received from God.
好，休息一下，再看下面啊。休息十分钟啊。
Let's take a break of 10 minutes.